Yes, it's I, your friendly citizen, investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker from bradblog.com. And tonight, I am your accountability buddy. That's right. We're holding them accountable. 877-520-1150. 877-520-1150. It is your last chance to ask Brad anything you want. Ask Brad, and I may answer it or I may not. But you got to call in to find out if you want. 877-520-1150 on anything you want. Desi just ran in to notify me that Bob Kincaid, who we were talking to, who's out in West Virginia, was talking about the coal mine disaster out there, and that where they have the media set up, apparently, at this Upper Big Branch mine is right next to a huge coal slurry pit, the type that gave way and dumped a couple of hundred million pounds of sludge in Tennessee a year or so ago. And that's where the media are. I wonder if Don Blankenship, their CEO, is trying to tell them something. Anyway, we would hate to see a whole bunch of media folks wiped out in a coal slurry accident, wouldn't we? Is the New York Times? Okay, don't start with me. All right, 877-520-1150. That was Bob over in the chat room at Bradblog, and you can go to bradblog.com and join in if you'd like to chat. A couple of things, a lot of stuff happening this week that I didn't get to. I'm going to try to get to it along with your calls. One of these, we talked with Bertha Lewis, the CEO of Acorn, earlier this week. Now that it has finally reached some form of mainstream media, in that Rachel Maddow picked up the story that we've been reporting at Bradblog for months, that these hit tapes on Acorn were, in fact, phony, were edited to show something other than what actually happened, that James O'Keefe never dressed up as a pimp, that the only pimp was A, the imaginary one, that they told Acorn workers they were trying to rescue Hannah Giles, the prostitute, from, as they were preying on these low-level Acorn workers, on their, preying on their good nature by saying, this pimp has tried to kill her, has thrown her downstairs. Can't you help us get a house? Well, yeah, some of these people tried to help. A lot of them called the police. A lot of them said, no, sorry, Acorn can't help you. Out here in California, there was no criminal violations, as was found by any of these workers, found by AG Jerry Brown. Same thing found out in Brooklyn, but in the DA there, from the former Massachusetts Attorney General. The whole thing was a hoax. That won't stop the right from continuing their continuing hoax, however. Got a tipster contacted me the other day, and looks like also must have contacted Muriel Kane over at Raw Story, because she was able to cover this before I was. But an editorial that originally appeared on March 31st, headlined "Acorn Can't Distract Public from the Truth," appeared in the Fairmont Sentinel in Fairmont, Minnesota, bylined by Gary Anderson and Lee Smith. And, of course, it slammed Acorn as a front for liberal politicians and involved in illegal actions and all other manner and sort of nonsense and complete and utter garbage. But it didn't only appear, and that's not that unusual, obviously, but it didn't only appear in the Fairmont Sentinel in Minnesota. That same editorial was astroturfed, as Muriel Kane aptly described it, to paper after paper after paper, all owned by the same company, owned by Ogden Newspaper of Wheeling, West Virginia. Ogden Newspaper of Wheeling, West Virginia. And, just wait till the video you see of this child prostitution investigation I've got going on. I call it my Ogden Newspapers of Wheeling, West Virginia's child prostitution investigation. I'll be releasing that soon. For those who know the Acorn hit videotapes by O'Keefe, that's what he called Acorn child prostitution investigation. No child prostitution going on. No prostitution, child or otherwise, is complete nonsense. But that's how he put it out. It's despicable. So I'm just playing the same game. Ogden Newspapers, child prostitution investigation. I'll have my exclusive videos soon on that. But what they did was it didn't only run, that editorial ran in the Fairmont Sentinel in Minnesota and with the headline, Acorn Can't Distract Public from the Truth. The same editorial also appeared in the Minot Daily News in North Dakota with the headline, Good Riddance to Acorn. It was unbylined in all of these other papers. The same editorial appeared with the headline, Acorn Brought Trouble on Itself, in the Intelligencer Wheeling News Register in Wheeling, West Virginia. The same editorial appeared under the headline, Acorn May Be Back, in the same paper's Leader Herald in Gloversville, New York. The same editorial appeared under the headline, Most Will Gladly Say Bye, Acorn, in the Trib Today in Warren, Ohio. In Warren, Pennsylvania, in the Times Observer, the same editorial appeared with the headline, Acorn's Demise. In Lockhaven, Pennsylvania, in The Express, owned by the Ogden newspapers of Wheeling, West Virginia, the headline was, Thankfully, this acorn won't grow into an oak. In Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the same editorial appeared under the headline, Acorn Victim of Its Own Transgressions. And finally, in Fort Dodge, Iowa, the same editorial, full of BS and crap, was run under the headline, Goodbye, Acorn, Good Riddance. Run by the Ogden newspapers of Wheeling, West Virginia. Stay tuned soon for my pedophilia investigation of Ogden newspapers of Wheeling, West Virginia. Just, it'll be as accurate, fair, and balanced as James O'Keefe's Acorn Child Prostitution Investigation. Oh, I forgot the B when I was talking about pimps. The only, there was the fake imaginary pimp that didn't exist that they were trying to save the prostitute from. The other pimp, a fellow by the name of Andrew Breitbart, who, right-wing crazy dude who, he's not crazy, he's very smart, but he pays O'Keefe and Hannah Giles to put out this crap. He lies about it. He puts it on, he used it to launch his website, Big Government, and it was a lie, and he knows it. And he even wrote about it in the Washington Times, his column, because he's a right-winger. He gets column money and all of that stuff. He lied about it in his column on September 21st, 2009, in the Washington Times. Has never corrected the record. Go figure. One more story, and then we will get to your calls at 877-520-1150. George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and Don Rumsfeld covered up that hundreds of innocent men were sent to the Guantanamo Bay prison because they feared that releasing them would harm the push for war in Iraq and the broader war on terror, according to a new document obtained by The Times. That's the Times of London, unfortunately. They didn't, not the New York Times. The accusations were made by Lawrence Wilkerson, the top aide to Colin Powell, former Republican Secretary of State, in a signed declaration to support a lawsuit filed by a Guantanamo detainee. It's the first time that such allegations have been made by a senior member of the Bush administration. Colonel Wilkerson, who was Powell's chief of staff when he ran the State Department, was most critical of Cheney and Rumsfeld. He claimed that the former vice president and defense secretary knew that the majority of the initial 742 detainees sent to Guantanamo in 2002 were innocent, but believed it was, quote, politically impossible to release them. Wilkerson, a longtime critic of the Bush administration's approach to counterterrorism and the war in Iraq, claimed that the majority of detainees, children as young as 12, men as old as 93, he said, never saw a U.S. soldier when they were captured. He said that many were just turned over by Afghans and Pakistanis for up to $5,000, which translates into a lot more money, by the way, out there in Afghanistan. Little or no evidence was produced as to why they had been taken. He claimed that one reason that Cheney and Rumsfeld didn't want the innocent detainees released was because, quote, the detention efforts would be revealed as the incredibly confused operation that they were. This was not acceptable to the administration, would have been severely detrimental to the leadership at the Defense Department. That's Don Rumsfeld. Referring to Cheney, Wilkerson, who served 31 years in the U.S. Army, asserted that he had absolutely no concern that the vast majority of Gitmo detainees were innocent. If hundreds of innocent individuals had to suffer in order to detain a handful of hardcore terrorists, well, so be it. There's more. You can read it at the Times of London. This is Tim Reid's report today. You know, if we, catch two or three bad guys, why not detain 700 or more innocent kids, 12-year-old kids, some of whom have been in there for 4-5 years without a trial, without an attorney? But we caught two or three bad guys, did we? I don't know. Where's the trial? How many have been given a trial? Do we know if anybody actually did it? Do we give a damn about the Constitution? Hey, teabaggers, give me a call, 877-520-1150. You keep talking about the Constitution. You keep talking about Barack Obama violating it. You just had 8 years of guys who shredded it. And you didn't give a damn, did you? Now, I'm not talking about you real Tea Partiers, and when I'm talking about the Ron Paul folks, you guys, when you were around 2007, you were yelling and screaming the same thing. Not these teabaggers. You guys who are just furious about the Constitution. Well, you know what? If you want to restore the Constitution, start by restoring it to the guys who tore it up for the last 8 years, who imprisoned people, who threw away habeas corpus, who didn't give a damn, who spied on every single one of you people, every single one of you teabaggers. And now, Obama, he can do it now if he wants, can't he? It was fine when Bush did it. All right, coming back with your calls, 877-520-1150, Brad in for Malloy. Now's your chance. We'll be back right after this.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Listen. I know heaven, West Jamaica. Sure is a mountain shining down the river.
Well done, Tony.
All my friends there.
Brad in for Malloy, our final hour here tonight, 23 minutes after the hour. We're taking your calls at 877-520-1150. Yes, these are your public airwaves. Use them or lose them, because they's almost gone. Let's go to, let's hit some calls here. Raj is calling in L.A. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Raj.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Just before my comment, I just saw the breaking news. Karl Rove got arrested.
Well, did he get arrested? Oh, you mean?
Yeah, you had that Code Pink, Judy Collins. Yeah, no, I was just kidding.
Oh, well, okay, good. Because, yeah, I was hoping that he would have.
Yeah.
Well, we got a BradBlog.com exclusive story that they tried to arrest him earlier today. But, yeah, who knows what Jody Evans did tonight. I haven't heard back from her. That's, Hope it's not because she got arrested, but
not now. It may be.
I like your version. Yeah, I like your version of the story better. Let's just assume it's. Hey, Rove goes on the air and makes stuff up, so will we. Karl Rove was arrested tonight. All right, what else you got, Raj?
Okay, the comment I want to make was, I listened to this fat idiot Limbaugh for amusement. You know what idiotic thing he talked. This morning, in a show, West Virginia mining incident. He doesn't bring it to task the CEO that Colin Blackman shave, for flouting all the laws, not enforcing, not following the laws and all. Instead of that, he's going after the union. What did the union do?
Oh,
that's what Limbaugh's problem is.
Limbaugh was going after, not Blankenship, but going after the unions this morning. Tony, did you hear Rush this morning? Was that what he was? You're not. No comment? You don't remember? You were asleep through it. Okay. Well, that was... What did he say the unions did?
No, he just made a mention only. You know, means he was talking so many other stuff. But then, just before, 15 minutes before his program ended, he mentioned, you know, because at the time he was playing some of those Obama's. He had some comments to the press this morning about the Supreme Court, and also I think also he had about the West Virginia incident also.
Okay, I wouldn't blame him though.
That, yeah. And then he says, "What did the union do? They didn't do anything."
The unions were thrown out of there. Raj, I got to get to another call. Thanks for the call. The unions were thrown out of there. The unions used to do their own safety checking every day because they were working there. Now they're not allowed to because this is not a union mine. I think West Virginia, Bob Kincaid can probably confirm this, but I think it's no longer, it's something like 98% of Massey's mines, at least, are now non-union. You know, there was no enforcement. The wife of Senator Mitch McConnell is Elaine Chao. She was the Secretary of Labor. She put the brakes on the MSHA's investigation into so much that happened. Into the spill, I believe the sludge spill or one of those things. I don't know. But she put a McConnell staffer in charge. In 2002, a $5,600 fine was levied. That September, Massey gave $100,000 to the National Republican Senatorial Committee chaired by McConnell, the wife, the husband of Elaine Chao. She stopped the MSHA investigation when she was Secretary of Labor. $100,000 goes to the Republicans. You see how it works? And you people, you got nothing. Good luck to you. And you teabaggers are falling for it. Give us a call, teabaggers, 877-520-1150. Brad in for Malloy. Your call's after this.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from?
Welcome back to the Malloy Program. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Malloy for one more half hour. We got our lines are jammed, so I'm going to get straight to them here, and I'm going to head straight to my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome Ann to the Mike Malloy Show. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Brad. Hey, I love you. I'm so glad I found you on Mike.
Oh, you're the best. What? I appreciate that. You're from St. Louis. What high school?
Oh, I just moved here 5 years ago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
'Cause that's
and I'm old. I'm an old lady.
Well, I'm sure you're not that old. But the joke is whenever everybody from St. Louis, we all say, oh, what high school did you go to? So, all right.
I have no idea.
All right. Well, what?
Chesterfield. Okay.
Oh, Chesterfield. Right. Very nice. My parents still live out there. We visit out there regularly. So we'll
What's
see you.
What's their name? What's their name? Maybe they're one of my patients.
Really? Harvey and Lydia? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't even know why I asked. I hardly know any of my patients' names. But anyway, I thought it was
right.
Maybe.
All right, okay. Old lady, what's your question?
Have you heard the fabulous story from the BBC, which I found the article on the Canadian Global Research Center, and I'll just read the lead-in. Federal Judge Wayne R. Anderson issues an historic ruling allowing a suit charging former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld with authorizing torture.
What's the date on that?
I don't know, but I gave your I don't have their thing in front of me.
Right.
I just copied it really quick, but I gave your screener the link to the article.
Okay.
And at the bottom of the article, there's also a link to the judge's ruling, because Rumsfeld, of course, fought it, and he lost.
Rumsfeld, oh, right. Okay, well, good. Well, let's go get him. Accountability sounds good to me. Thanks, Ann. I appreciate it. By the way, where are you listening out there in St. Louis? Because I don't think they have any progressive radio stations anymore in St. Louis.
No, I have XM.
You're listening on XM. Too bad.
Yes.
Too bad you got to pay. Everybody gets to listen to Rush Limbaugh for free in St. Louis. Anyway.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Thanks, Ann.
Oh,
I appreciate the call. Stay safe,
okay,
out there in Chesterfield.
Can I ask you one more question really quick? You don't have to answer it now. But,
go ahead.
I sent you an email about it, and I want to know, has anyone investigated anything about the nuns in this whole Catholic molestation thing?
Actually, I replied to your email. Go check your email.
Oh, okay. Okay, I will. Right. Okay, well, I'm out of juice, so I have to wait till I get home.
Thanks, Ann.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right, let's hop on over to Long Island. Darren, welcome to the Mike Malloy. Man, are you in a mine? What's going on there, Darren?
What do you mean, am I in a mine?
I don't know. It's you must be. Are you driving? Are you on the LIE?
No, I'm right now. I'm fixing streetlights in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I just wanted, you know, you had the caller that had said, mine inspector should be, God Almighty and have the power to shut the whole operation down.
Right.
You do have to be careful with that, because a lot of people who are inspectors, they kind of have a God complex as it is anyway. And for a lot of them, their focus starts turning, it starts turning from safety and just wanting to do the right thing and do your job to, let me see what I can bag you for. Let me see how much I can screw you.
Okay, I hear you, Darren. But you know what? Let's err on the side of too much inspection. Wouldn't we rather complain about there being too much inspection rather than there being not enough, and the result is now 25 dead people, maybe 29?
Yeah, I would agree with that,
okay.
Of course, because, it's a life-death thing.
Yeah.
But, there's also a corruption thing that can occur very easily
if you
go that route.
Good.
What needs to happen is we have, you've got all, this mine already has all these violations, and they're all tied up in court because they're all being appealed.
Yep.
But our whole court system is set up to very easily and quickly convict people that would, rob you on the street with a gun. And it's not set. We don't have courts that are set up for things like labor law violations.
Darren, we have that. We just don't take advantage of it. And the fact is, we have rolled back all of the regulation. We have rolled back all of these laws. We've made it easier for these guys to stall and to delay and to not get caught in the first place. We've got laws on the books, but we don't enforce them because the guys like Don Blankenship are paying off hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars to not have them enforced.
I agree with that.
Okay.
100. I agree with that 100%.
There's
still the matter of judges are like, you know what? You had a gun on the street. I'm going to hold you in jail while this case carries on. Whereas if you're in a cubicle and you use the pen to rob hundreds of thousands of people out of money, they don't go to jail. That's not considered a violent crime.
It should be, and it will if I have anything to say about it. I got to run, Darren. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you,
brother.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, now I'm going to have to fly through them. So if you have your questions, get right to them so we can get as many people as we can in here. Mark in Livermore, California, I'm guessing. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Brad. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Well, I run a small political forum with a good, a good slice of people from across the spectrum, and we talk about the Acorn issue a lot. And the one thing that the right-wingers always bring up are, they're under investigation for voter fraud.
Wrong. There is no voter fraud investigation, okay?
There has never been a voter fraud investigation. They've never been nailed with anything. They've always been vindicated.
Right.
However, they can't seem to come up with anything else except those.
Where is your political group? Is it online? Is it human beings in person?
It's a small forum. It's just politicalslugfest.com.
Okay. Politicalslugfest.com. Well, yeah. if they're listening, or if any of the Brad Blog folks want to go over to politicalslugfest.com and straighten them out, you're absolutely right. There has never been a single vote cast in any election illegally based on a improper acorn registration, period.
Exactly.
Not one piece of voter fraud. And if the Yutzes over there don't know, then it's because they don't want to know and they ain't paying attention, Mark, and they don't care.
I also called yep. Barbara Boxer's office yesterday because I want to get a statement from her on how she feels now that Acorn has been completely vindicated, and she voted in favor of the legislation that defunded Acorn last year.
Yep, she did. Get it. Good for you. Get that statement. Let me know about it, and or run it on your own website and let me know about it. And we need accountability all around. Thank you for taking that effort to do that, Mark. I do appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, brother. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
All right. Okay. Do we have time? Yeah, I can get to a couple more. Who should we go to here? AC in St. Petersburg. Hey, welcome to the Malloy program, AC.
I really appreciate what you're doing with the voter machines, and I can't commend you enough, and I've got a real good idea, and I'm working on it, and you may be hearing from somebody that I think with your influence and theirs together, if we can join you, I think that we can finally get to the root of this problem that we both see.
What are you working on, AC?
Well, I don't want to jinx it. Just trust me. I think you'll approve of it. But let me make a comment, and this is where I think we are as a country right now. This is something different, but it goes in with these miners and what's wrong when you have a capitalistic system that's totalitarian capitalism. But basically, here's the way I think it gets to where it is. When capitalism buys more capitalism, like the 80s, okay, and Reagan and deregulation,
yeah,
with the sanction of the state, eventually capitalism becomes fascism. And when fascism has the sanction of the state, eventually fascism becomes feudalism. And when feudalism takes over a populace, we're not there yet, but we're real close, eventually kings and queens rule with a tyrannical fist of iron in what has now become a new dark age. And you and I see this. We see the light at the end of the tunnel, and a lot of these other people don't see what you and I see, and some can't understand because they're not educated or they are willfully ignorant.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think it's because they're not educated. I don't think it's because they're willfully ignorant. I think it's because they are so dreadfully misinformed and disinformed on 99.9% of the media, whether it's the public airwaves, whether it's cable TV, whether it's these right-wing newspapers across the country that put out that BS editorial about Acorn. They are disinformed on our own airwaves. Yes, of course.
However, because the truth is out there, and I've listened to some very brilliant scholars, and nobody handed it my philosophy to me on a silver platter. I had to work hard diligently on the internet and sift through the shaft and find the truth, what I believe to be paramount, and it coincides with behind the scenes and the
You got to wrap up, AC.
You and I see where we're heading, and we got to help the people so they can see it too.
Keep making noise, AC. I appreciate the call. Thank you, brother. All right, let me get to Charles, and I agree with him. Charles in Gallup, New Mexico. Real quick before we go to a break. What's up, Charles?
Good evening. Real quick, we'll put it this way here. All we're hearing from Rush Limbaugh on the right wing, it's the union's fault. Well, this gentleman who owns this lovely mine in West Virginia is 98% non-union.
Right. Yeah.
All his mines that are non-union are probably the most unsafe they have out there. Well, all the other non-union mines probably go along with them. The only mines that we have that are really safe aren't in our country. They're in Canada, where every mine is union, whether it's gold, copper, coal, whatever, they're all unionized. And, of course, the union heads have persons to inspect those mines every shift.
Charles, what was the did you hear Limbaugh actually blaming the union? Because I'm wondering what he was possibly blaming the union for in this case? Do you remember?
Well, basically, they're using, well, I got one off of Hannity because it's a talking point.
Right.
And they're basically saying that unions create the problems because unions make things more dangerous because unions are only interested in perpetuating the union, which is a half-truth there.
And they want to make things more dangerous for the workers who go into the mine. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it, and I enjoy Gallup, New Mexico. Very nice, very nice town. Thank you, brother.
Well, I'm just passing through.
All right, drive safe. Okay, we're going to get to a couple more of your calls. We're going to take a quick break, come back for our final segment. We will try to clear the lines, 877-520-1150. Brad in for Malloy, who will return next Monday. Never fear. We'll be right back right after this.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows indeed. Our last few minutes here on the Mike Malloy program. Mike Malloy will return next Monday in Malloy Vision. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in here last few minutes. I want to thank my a superb engineer, Tony Sorrentino. Just killing it with the music, man. Thank you, brother. I want to thank LA's K-Talk AM 1150 for hosting me. Stephanie Miller for allowing me to stink up her studio. Producer Desi Doyen, Jeannie Dean at bradblog.com, minding the chat room. Thank you. Your virginity is over. You've lasted a week, Jeannie Dean. Well done. And, of course, my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for entrusting me behind this big old microphone. Also, those listening via Mike Malloy, please stay tuned for Head On with Bob Kincaid. You heard him earlier. You will hear him again on his own show on the Head On Radio Network. Also, my thanks to Jody Evans out there from Code Pink. Had to find out if she got arrested or not. You can read the story from earlier today, of course, at Brad Blog. Okay, let me get to a couple of callers. Keep them quick, guys. I'm going to speak quick, and so are you. Prez in Santa Rosa. You have a question about Sibel, do you?
Well, I wanted to tie it in with what you were talking about with Acorn.
Yes, sir.
I was going to comment last night, and I couldn't stay on the line. I was going to mention that Acorn were the first people to bring a lawsuit against redlining back in the 70s against the banks.
Yep.
And that was another reason they were squelched.
Yep.
Main reason is probably the voter fraud. You're right. But I have.
Wait. I'm sorry. Not the voter fraud.
I mean, excuse me. The voter registration.
The fact that they were registering millions of legal low-income voters who tend to vote Democrat.
But I wanted to tie it into the Sibel Edmonds, of course, the case. And the reason I really appreciate what you did on that, and I want to hear sometime in the future what, if anything ever happened with that, if you've done any further research. But right now I want to tie it in with the reason you were somebody was wondering why Jerry Brown didn't he gave him immunity, right?
He gave immunity to O'Keefe in exchange for the unedited videos instead of just subpoenaing them.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I tell you why he did it.
Quick.
Number one, he's running for office again. And number two, he's a coward like most of these people are. And I think that the Sibel Edmonds you were talking about, I think there's some blackmail going on in Washington, D.C. and other places.
Certainly says there is. FBI whistleblower certainly says it is. You can read all about that, unfortunately. At not too many places other than my site.
I know.
Thanks,
and
Prez.
I really appreciate what you're doing, Brad. I really do. And keep up the good work, man.
Bless you, sir. I do appreciate it. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, brother. All right, let's go to Hilton, Panorama City, California. What's up, Hilton? Very quickly.
Okay, Brad, nice talking to you. The current company, Massey Energy.
Yeah.
MEE is on the stock market. Massey is owned by another company called Floor Corp, F-L-O-U-R. The ticker symbol is FLR.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why they're two separate companies, as a former stockbroker for 24 years, the reason is if this Massey on the coal miner killed 10 million people, they are separate companies. But the parent company that owned Massey is FLR, and they can't, they're suing Massey, but they really should go after Massey and FLR.
FLR. All right.
That's correct.
All right. Let's get them all. Let's hold them all accountable. Thank you. Yeah. I hit that story earlier about Exxon not paying any U.S. federal taxes despite their $45 billion in profits last year. It was because they shipped it all offshore. And 50% of the companies, I think, corporations out there are doing that. They're shipping all of their profits offshore so they don't have to pay any federal taxes on it. Very patriotic of them. All right, very quickly now, everybody. Ramon in Richmond, California, what you got?
Yes, my address is to the teabaggers. I asked them, did you know that was Ronald Reagan the one who bailed out savings and loans because that George Bush elders?
George Bush Sr. bailed him out, yeah.
Bush ripped them off with $400 billion.
Yeah.
He's the one who started all these bailouts. Another thing, he's the one who legalized all the illegal aliens and would even them amnesty.
Yep, Reagan gave them all amnesty. You're absolutely right. I got to go.
Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, where's Ronald Reagan's principles?
I got to go, man. Yeah, you're right. Reagan is a pink okami leftist socialist. Don't you know if he was around today, they would destroy him. Rudolfo, you got 10 seconds. What's on your mind, Rudolfo, in Berkeley?
The Gitmo prisoners should have all been strung up with rope.
Okay, he lied to get through, you know? He just lied to get through. That's always how we end these things, isn't it? All right, hey, I really appreciate everybody. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody on the calls. It's been a great week here. It has flown by. Thank you for welcoming me, Mike Malloy fans. You guys are incredibly generous. I miss him, too. He'll be back. Thanks for everything. Until I'm called to the microphone again, you'll find me at Bradblog. That's it, America. Keep it lit. Good night.